Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday. Unless you're somewhere else, it might be Sunday. So, or maybe just another day for you. But the date today is the 21st of July, 2018. And we got that number again, 21st, 20th, 21st. Normally there are situations going on. So let's clear that number from you. Here we go. The number of the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. That feels much better. Okay, that's cleared. And let's bring up some peace energy with your light beam monitor pictures. So here we go. Peace energy coming to you and your house or place where you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have a situation happening, let's see if we can clear that away from you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, we'll bring on our co-host, and today is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be going there about maybe a quarter, 15 minutes before the hour. And you can send any room request if you like. We do maybe 8, 10 requests from people. But anyway, here's Elizabeth. So are you ready, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi. Good evening, everybody. Excuse me. I think, Ron, that day clearing maybe helped me get rid of some stuff there that I didn't realize I was dealing with. But, yes, welcome. Uh-huh. And thank you so much for joining us. Tonight is Live on the Light Ship, as Ron said. And we will be taking room requests. You can email them to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And those are requests for healing rooms that Ron will be able to allow us to visit when we go to the Light Ship. And a lot of people like to request, you know, waterfall room, crystal room. excuse me. I think I'm having some kind of reaction from that clearing you did just now, Ron.
Well, we'll do some more of it. We'll see what happens. So here we go.
Okay.
We're in the 21st of July. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay, so again, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, that seemed to help. Thanks, Ron. Seemed to have recovered here. And as I was saying, you can certainly send us room requests for places that you'd like to visit on the Lightship if you've never been on the Lightship before. It's a wonderful experience that Ron does for us on every Saturday evening radio show live. And it'll only work live. If you're listening on an archive, you will not be taken to the Light Ship, but you will feel the peace energy. And I just wanted to also let everybody know there's a couple of updates to our chat, Weebly CLS chat website. And if you're looking for that, it's clschat.weebly.com. You can also contact us there through the fast chat feedback form if you prefer to submit questions, testimonials, or Lightship room requests anonymously. So thanks again for all those date clearings, Ron, and thanks for activating the light beam with peace energy. And we're all looking forward to going aboard the Lightship. Also, I should mention, Ron does have a website, creationlightship.com, and if you need to reference that any time before, during, or after the show, you may do so. And also check out, please, all of the wonderful links and information that we have there about all the upcoming calls, all of the samples, healings recommended, and pretty much anything else you'll need to know. So hope you enjoy the show tonight, and I guess we'll just get started taking some listener questions here. Someone is asking a question about the minimum minutes to crash, and they have purchased the advanced timeline parallel lifetimes crash, and they're wondering what's the minimum amount of minutes for dream crashing.
It depends how much emotional energy is on it. I think most people do 500 minutes typically to 1,000 when they clear out their dreams. So that's what I would suggest. You could possibly do less, but, see how your body feels, like if it's cleared or not. If you had the dream more than one time, then you want to do the higher numbers of minutes. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And so 500 seems like a good default number, I think, with any sort of crashing, if you're not sure where to start. And then let's say, for example, you start out with that and it feels pretty good. Should you stop and go to a new timeline, or should you go to a new issue, or should you just like let it run for the duration of whatever's left? What do you think would be the best thing to do there, Ron?
Well, doing more is always better than doing less.
Okay.
So, you know, if you feel like it's, you know, you got rid of it and you have it maybe at, say, 350 minutes, I would suggest continuing on and keep doing it. Sometimes it can be kind of tricky because you could think it's over with. I think we had a few people letting us know that, you know, they went up into the thousands of numbers, you know, like 5 to 10,000, and they just let it run, and then all of a sudden they felt this energy leave them at one of these really high numbers of minutes, and they were kind of surprised because they didn't think anything was really happening. And then all of a sudden, yep, there it went, it's gone. So it kind of, you know, is, you know, like I said, it depends how many times you had an incident to be put on a similar timeline or a similar issue on the same timeline, or, you know, how much emotions are in that. So the more the emotions are on the timeline, the more you need to do. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think once I actually put in an extra number, and it was set to a really high number, and I didn't realize it, but it's true. I felt, at the end of that, I felt like there was huge leaps and bounds with where I was able to get with my own personal healing. So I totally agree with that, Ron. I think more is always better, and, you know, a lot of people do run that overnight while they're sleeping, if they have a, you know, like a night setting for their monitor, or they use maybe a screen or something. But yeah, it's, I totally hear you, and I think that's a great idea to just keep the numbers really high, and it's like you don't know what you don't know. So it's always better to get rid of the stuff that you don't know about. Okay, so we're getting a couple of room requests here, which is great. And, okay, so this is kind of a new development, which just started, I think, was started being talked about this week, the century clearing. And, Ron, some listeners are asking if there's any prerequisites for the century clearing.
Typically, you know, the two major clearings, which would be the you know, whole lifetime mental and whole lifetime emotional. And then this is sort of like the century is sort of like your whole lifetime of past incarnations of emotional energies. So you do feel better after it. But those two would be what I'd suggest having.
Emotional and mental.
Yes, uh-huh. And, you know, if you could do fear, too, if that's, you know, already been done or you're thinking about doing it, the fear would be a good clearing to do. Because the fear is what everybody has here. You know, and then I guess from the fear, it goes into trauma and anxiety. But, you know, normally fear is the trigger point. because you want to clean out these blocked energies in you. That's the way to kind of look at it. Blocked energies, doesn't matter how you got them, you know, what your ancestors believed or thought that's passed on to you. So you could say, well, that isn't fair, you know. How can they get me out of this crap, you know? Well, it's just the way it is, you know. That's the way the aliens set everybody up here to experience your ancestors. So you should know them very well by now. So anyway.
Yeah, there's really nothing fair about any of it, so.
Yeah, it's definitely
get over it. But yeah, I don't mean to make light of it. It's actually more like you have to. Otherwise, it will just totally freak you out, and we don't want that. So you just have to kind of take control, which is what a lot of Ron's healings allow you to do. It's not giving you energy. It's not giving you positivity. It's not putting you in duality. It's just taking away all that unfair stuff that was part of the bargain when you came here, which you unwittingly or, you know, didn't realize you were signing up for. So actually, Ron, I think the Century Clearing is scheduled for Monday, July 30th at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Pacific time, 6 Pacific.
Yep.
So that would be 9 Eastern, I believe.
Yep. 3 hours difference, uh-huh.
Okay, great. So just wanted to say the cost of that will be $100, and you can be an absentee. And a lot of people were asking about that, so we are setting that up for Monday. And I guess if you're interested, people should just send you via PayPal, and then you will get the PayPal receipt, and you'll email that to Ron, and he will give you the information for the call-in and the, you know, the codes for that. If you're
try to get it online, but it's I may not get it online. So that works perfectly fine.
Okay.
You know, to do it that way, you know, no problem.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I don't send up until you know the day before typically. So.
Right, and Ron's really good about usually. We have a couple people that do you know, behind the scenes, and they're really good at putting up the dates and times of all the healing calls and clearings. And I just also wanted to mention, in addition to that healing on the 30th, there's a special call coming up on Saturday. And the response to these special calls on Saturday, they are sort of focused, in-depth healing sessions that tend to really clear out particular body systems, parts of the body, very intense, in-depth physical healings. And they've been getting a great response. Everybody's been saying they're really peaceful. Everybody's been saying that, like, they've reached new levels of healing with these calls. And they're all calls that we talked about at the beginning of the year. So all of these wonderful in-depth healing calls are coming to fruition, and it's been great. So there's one coming up on Saturday the 28th, which is on the website creationlightship.com. And it's called the Eyes and Ears Density Clearing Healing Call. And that's going to be from 1 to 3 Pacific, 4 to 6 Eastern. And it's only $20. So if you'd like to check that out, you can do so by navigating to the top of creationlightship.com. And right under, you know, the banner there, I think it's the very first one. Yeah. So if you'd like to participate in that, eyes and ears, very important sensory organs to clear. They take in a lot of information that gets processed, so I would jump on that if I were you. And it's only $20, so it's not you know, a very expensive healing call. But the level and amount of healing you get is incredible. And these calls have been really popular, Ron, so I'm thinking this one is going to be too.
Yeah, I was just thinking if, you know, you're tight for cash for that Monday call on the 30th, you know, you know, I'll make payment arrangements for people, you know, just kind of tell me what you have, you know, what you can do or something like that. You know, I'm not real rigid, you know, because it is an expensive healing. So, yeah, if you need to have it paid for in a couple of months, that's fine, you know. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
The only
awesome.
Reason why I'm doing it is because I just haven't had the time.
Yeah.
People that's been asking me for this for 2-3 years, you know, and I thought, well, this is the best way to do it. So.
Yeah, that's
back
awesome.
To you. Have you had this one done yet, Elizabeth?
Well, is it part of the 4-in-1?
No, it's not.
Then I haven't had it done.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to sign up for it.
Yeah, it's what people need before they do the 4-in-1. So that's, you know, just one that I just haven't had time. So that's why I'm doing it. And we'll just see if, you know, how it's working. If that's maybe a bad day for you, possibly, you know, if I get, you know, enough people saying they'd rather do it maybe on a Wednesday or, you know, well, Wednesday isn't good because that's BBS. Possibly, well, that's probably the best day because otherwise it gets to be too late.
Yeah, Monday's probably the best because you don't have, also you don't do any of your special weekly clearing calls on Monday. It's only BBS.
Yeah, that's the best day to do special ones like this.
Yeah, and also for listeners on the East Coast, I know it's, it might be easier to get more a wider audience.
What I will say, I haven't done that many of these century clearings.
It's a pretty rare event.
Yeah, if you're out there listening and maybe I did it, 10 years ago for you, I don't think I probably have done over maybe 15 century clearings that I can kind of recall. So if for some reason maybe you had one, a while back and you want to experience that again, I would do that for half price for you if you already had it completed and you want to go maybe a little deeper. So I could do that for half price for you. I think maybe somebody might be thinking maybe of doing it over because it's been years, you know. But, yeah, if you have done it with me, then send me an email that you've done it, 2007 or something, and you would like to join in, and then it's $50. Just let me know. So back to you.
Oh, that's really cool, yeah. So I often like that idea of repeating clearings that you've done. I always find that it's always different every time you do them because you're in a different place, and especially if you've been, you know, doing a lot of clearings, often it's a great reminder and a great way to really go deeper. So thanks for the flexibility and offer of this clearing, Ron. It's really, really cool, and I can't wait for it. I'm looking forward to this one myself.
Yeah, you never know what clearing is going to really, you know, clear something away from you. You know, it's you just don't know what layer, you know, is going to be hiding in there, you know, that we haven't got to, or, you know, we did lots of things, or you did lots of things, and all of a sudden I do something that doesn't seem to be too significant, you know, and all of a sudden, voila, you know, you feel great. So.
Yeah, or I think a lot of people have been doing this for a long time, and even if you haven't, and you're kind of just like, oh, things are pretty good, and I don't, you know, I mean, relatively speaking, you're like, I don't really have much going on, or I don't really feel like I need to do this, but it's always like when you think you don't need to, that, or you're kind of like wanting to get to, a more, even more peaceful level, and you're like, well, I'm pretty peaceful, but there's still some things that bother me, or there's still these little things that are holding me back, and I can't really quite put all the pieces together. Nothing's really wrong, but you just kind of want to make your life even more, you know, in line with your vision. I think this would be a great opportunity to do that. So I'm hoping, hoping to have that experience, and it's really looking forward to it. So again, that's Monday, July 30th, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Okay. So let's see. I did have another question about the century clearing. Oh, someone's asking, are pets allowed to be included in the century clearing, or would they not need this clearing?
Yeah, I don't think they would need it at all.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, that's really sweet. A lot of people want to take their pets along with them on their clearings. So, yes, someone asked about, can I be absentee? Yes, you can. let's see.
So what I need everybody to do who gets on the call, I would need you to send me an email afterwards and asking me when you incarnated here, okay? And so I'll be able to tune in and tell you, you know, when you, you know, came in here for this stint of time. So.
Oh, that's cool. So like 20,000 years ago or?
Yeah, you know, it's.
It's a relatively young one, I think.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so anyway, people like to know when they came here. And I can tell you that. You have to just send me an email after the call, and I'll probably get back with you, you know, within a half a week, I would guess.
Oh, awesome.
Back to you.
Very cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so someone's requesting possibly if you were asking people can't make it on Monday, they're wondering if you could consider doing the century clearing on a Thursday perhaps or a Sunday evening, and because of those are days that are we have VBS archives, so Thursday or Sunday, I don't know, we could keep that open as a possibility, Ron, if that works for you. Otherwise,
yeah, if I get, I would guess Thursday would probably be a day that I could do that. Let's see. It's going to be late, though. I probably wouldn't want to start that until probably about 8 o'clock Pacific. So on Pacific time, you know, might be okay for you. But to do a couple-hour call and you're back east, that puts you at, 11 o'clock and you need to be up till 1 o'clock or so. So I don't know if that's feasible, you know. But, you know, I would need some people if they wanted to do that on Thursday,
right.
You know.
It would have to be a couple of people.
Yeah, at least a couple, maybe half a dozen people or something if that was...
Okay.
Possibility. I do stay up late. It is possible. I know we have some people on the other side of the planet, you know, where, you know, in Australia and different places in Africa where the time is different. You know, I could stay up till maybe midnight, maybe start at 10 o'clock Pacific time, you know, 10 p.m. if that would work for you also. So we'll just see what happens. So back to you. I'm trying to be a little flexible with people that, you know, they go, oh, gee, Ron, I can't do this. It's like, you know, 5 in the morning my time and it doesn't work or something. So anyway, back to you. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and we have such a dedicated listener base. Like, I know of people in foreign countries that actually do wake up to listen to the show. It's really amazing, their commitment. So that's really cool. And yes, we will keep talking about it and planning and trying to come up with an alternative date and time for people who can't make the Monday. So someone else wrote in and said the second clearing they did was their century clearing, And they had only done the Whole Lifetime Emotional at the time, and this was in 2008. Yes, and how you pay for it is, I don't think we have anything up on the website yet that would direct you to the clearing, but you could just send a PayPal amount of $100 and you will get the PayPal receipt. So then just email that to Ron and that will be your, you know, you'll get your codes and your phone number based off of that receipt number.
Yeah, for the person, I guess he just sent the information in on doing it in 2008. If they can remember back, because they got the year, maybe they can say a little ditty about how they felt afterwards.
That's oh, yeah. That would be great.
You know, that's been 10 years, you know. God, we're getting older.
Yeah. Time marches on.
How long have you been co-hosting, Elizabeth?
I think it's going on 7 years.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, because I think I started in 2011 or 2012, maybe late 2011. It was right around all that nano barcode 2012 abduction stuff was going on. So that's when I started. So what was that like? Yeah, 6-7 years ago.
Okie doke. Yep.
I don't know where the time goes.
Yeah.
Quite crazy. And it's not like I'm even doing anything that, you know, major. It's just suddenly the days just keep going by. And the next thing I know, it's Saturday night and we're live on the light ship. It's pretty crazy. So,
I hear some kind of clearing. Any clearing that we could do that comes to mind, or anybody requesting something out there?
We didn't get any requests. Well, actually, I don't. This is more of a question, but I was thinking of a clearing to kind of maybe get rid of anxiety about the future.
Okay. So you're looking into the future and you have anxiety that, I guess the anxiety would be that it's not going to be well for you, or maybe you're seeing a bunch of timelines that don't look too favorable for you. So let's do a clearing for that. So think of something that you're maybe anxiety or in fear of. Here we go. We'll bring it up right now, and I'll release that if I can. So here we go. It should be gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, for a lot of people that left, I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. That should be released from everybody, whatever you're thinking about. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, feeling a lot more peaceful. Thanks, Ron. And yeah, it's kind of a weird time to be here, I think. So I think maybe a lot of people are just feeling a little bit of anxiety, even if they're not thinking about the future. So that makes sense. Okay. So someone's asking, what are the best clearings to avoid enemies? What clearing would clear out links to one's enemies? And how would you timeline crash on this?
Boy,
have enemies.
That sounds like it's more than one because it's plural. So, dark side practitioner, possibly. Curses, sexual spells if they're doing something to you. If you can afford it, do the emotional clearing on your enemies, and it should help them out. They may forget about you. Because they're tied in some way emotionally with you. Let's see. You might indicate to us what kind of issue you're having. You know, what made them your enemy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What energies are you bringing to yourself, transmitting out there, to have the law of cause and effect affect you this way. Remember, this is only on the old earth. So, you know, get onto the new earth and you shouldn't have any enemies at all when you're there. They don't exist. So we'll just see if there's another comment the person could make on how they are enemies, you know. So we can steer them a little differently, maybe. So back to you.
Yeah, and also there's, you know, I think if you're doing the mind to heart drop and you're, I don't know, you do occasionally have run-ins with people. Maybe they're clones or they're programs or they're just running programs. But, yeah, enemies, gosh, I don't really know. That's kind of a word that exists in duality. I don't know if you mentioned this, Ron, because you were kind of cutting out there a little bit, but the psychic billboard mind projection clearing, that's a wonderful clearing to do. And there's a lot of information on that about, you know, what that does and how it works on the archives. So if you navigate to that page on creationlightship.com, you can find out a lot about that. And it's a good clearing to sort of refocus your thoughts and to take off maybe what these people are reading onto your thoughts, like enemies or people that wish you harm. You can kind of get that off of you. So that's, you can clear off your billboard to whatever they're latching onto to send you this negative energy. You can sort of get rid of that by using that clearing.
Yeah, that word is kind of interesting. So it's
enemies,
like an enema.
Yeah, it is interesting.
It's like an enema for me. So you want to get rid of some of your crap. So anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Here, you know.
There's a lot of crap. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of crap there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's, I will not forget that, Ron. Okay. So someone else is asking about, let's see, how to clear tarot card predictions, and they had, they saw that they had bad predictions on career, money, partner, etc. They made a mistake. How can they clear the negatives out? Now that they've been seeing these negative things, how can they clear them? I would say
the media clearing, maybe, and then also the natal barcode.
Media natal barcode. Yeah, those are great suggestions, Ron.
Yeah, then also you may want to do self-empowerment, you know, because you're feeling kind of funky, and go into that. And that's, you know, maybe a six-week clearing, I think. And also do your psychic billboard.
Yeah.
And also do something that affects your body greatly, you know, because your body could be affected by some outcome by hearing a bunch of words. There was a lady, I mentioned this on a couple of the shows, you know, a long time ago, but what happened is she went into her doctor for her normal checkup, and I'm guessing she's probably in her 80s, and the doctor called her or something after a couple of weeks with her yearly checkup and said she had cancer. Well, she believed the doctor fully, and then she died maybe a month or two after that. But in the process, because she believed she had cancer, but the doctor called her back maybe, you know, 3 weeks, maybe a week after he talked to her, and said, "No, I'm sorry, we got your chart mixed up with some other lady, and you don't have cancer." But once she heard about it, that was her death wish. Maybe that was the time she wanted to get out. Maybe she activated a bunch of death barcodes. But, you know, ideally, you know, the way to look at it is that the doctor killed her by giving her information that wasn't true, but she believed it. So if you start to believe that, you know, the card reader or whatever happened is telling you the truth, and it could be on a timeline, because all timelines are real, And just by saying, you know, that you're going to, you know, break your ankle in 2 weeks or something, that could be a possibility because that will be on a timeline. So you want to get off of those timelines because it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy unless you start to get off of it. And you need to undo the energy, which is what timeline crashings will do for you. I heard some New Agers, they'd say something, you know, and then they'd say, oh, cancel that thought, cancel that thought. Well, it's already out there, you know, so that doesn't necessarily, you know, work that way because the aliens already got the thought from the fear and put you on a timeline. And, you know, they know that that bothered you, so they're not going to take you off of that because you think that, that you're controlling them by canceling something. It's already there. It's in movement. And they got you. So back to you.
Oh, yeah. They did get you.
You're still on the old earth. You're still on the old earth, okay?
Right.
So, you know, we got to kind of divide in half. You know, all the questions that we normally get, I won't say all of them, we'll say 80% of them, are dealing with situations and problems. And that's old earth stuff. That's duality, law of cause and effect. And that's what you're born into. The new earth doesn't have that. So once you start to realize that you can clean out the energies by having whole lifetime clearings, and you can start feeling better, then you're on the new earth. And the old earth should not necessarily affect you. You know, I can't say that, if you get something in the mail saying you owe somebody $1,000 just by jumping into the new earth, it's going to go away. It's possible it could. But typically, you know, you want to have your belief system working on the new earth. So back to you.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, you can, when you start becoming conscious of this, Ron, and doing all these things that you sort of just, these other practices that you used to have just kind of fall by the wayside. You're not looking at your horoscope anymore. You just don't, you're not even interested. Because you're on a completely new timeline because you've changed the timeline that you're on. And you don't really have these run-ins with people anymore that, you know, it's just a different way of living. So I know we're getting close to lightship time here, but I have one more question. I actually have a lot of questions, but this one in particular relates to the century clearing. And somebody's asking, hi, Ron, does the century clearing release you from every past lifetime you have ever experienced here on Earth and also help you to forget those lifetimes from your subconscious and conscious mind?
Well, that's a mouthful. It helps you a lot. You know, I can't say that it's going to 100% get you off of everything, but you will feel the densities leave you from past lives and situations and problems that you know nothing about. So it can do that, but I can't say it's going to get rid of everything. But it will give you a lot of relief. Remember, a lot of the stuff that you will be dealing with hasn't surfaced yet. So the longer you live, eventually something could pop up. And, you know, this should take care of that. So if you were young, let's just say that you're listening here and you were very mature and you're 10 years of age and you did this century clearing, I would suspect that your whole life would be completely changed because a lot of that stuff under the iceberg, we'll call it, you know, is going to be released from you and you won't be experiencing a lot of negative stuff. And for the people that are older, then you already have experienced this negative stuff, and you're trying to get it off of you. And so by doing the century clearing, it can take away a lot of the stuff that you have experienced that you may not really understand or relate to, because you're older and it happened a long time ago, or maybe you're living with it continuously and all of a sudden it can go away. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ron. And just really quickly, we got a suggestion from a listener for to clear enemies, to do the possibly harmonic frequency clearing. And someone's asking too, then, if we have no enemies, then do we also have no friends on the new Earth?
Well, you're not going to... No friends. Well, no, you're not going to relate to anybody but yourself.
Yeah, the different way of being.
Yeah, because you're not going to be courting anybody, so you're not going to recognize people's stuff, because you're in your own little bubble observing. You're not tied into somebody else's reality to judge them. So is it about that time, or do you have one more?
Yeah, I think it's about that time. I think we can go to the light ship.
Okay, so this only works live when you're listening to this program on Saturday nights. You can hear what we're doing. You will feel peace energy, but you won't be having any healing work done with yourself, because you have to be on this call live to be bilocated. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up right now. So I'll count to five. As you're being bilocated, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And looks like we're going to naturally the hot tub room. I'm seeing a lot of horses. That's kind of cool. I'm seeing turtles, desert tortoises. Let's see, what else? I'm seeing ferns. I'm seeing, what do you call those? Like lily pads and those.
Oh, water lilies?
Yeah, water lilies. Yeah, uh-huh. And ferns. So we're in a lot of water energies. But request your healing. Request just one healing that you're going through that you think you need. You know, a situation. And want to give me a few of the requests, Elizabeth?
Okay, sure. The first one is for activated charcoal room for skin purification.
Okay, so it looks like we're being sprayed with this. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room.
Oh, wow. Okay, the next one is Alpine Meadow Room.
Okay, what room is it?
Alpine Meadow. Meadows,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke.
Okay, and the next one is Pain Release Room.
Okay, and we'll bring in the floating magnet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah, that charcoal room was quite something. I had my
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, I had my eyes closed, and when I opened my eyes, there were a few people who had their eyes open also. And all I can see is the whites of their eyes, like, floating around, you know?
Yeah, that activated charcoal is amazing stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that request.
Yeah, cool. Really cool one. That's a new one. I don't think we've ever gone in there before. I haven't.
No, that's a new one.
Okay, cool. So the next room request is the Mango Tree Room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke.
And next we have Crystal Room.
Okay, your choice of crystals. Normally, when I view crystals, it's always the clear quartz. But it could be something else of your choice, too. So here we go. 1, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. And we'll go into the amethyst room with the crystal shield. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah, that was neat. Amethyst. Okay. And let's see. The next one is cacao tree, I believe, which is like a cocoa or cacao tree room.
And maybe it's cocoa, huh, or something. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. I want to go out to another planet of light. We haven't done this for a long time. So we're going to go into the defense elite ships. So we're going up the stairs. We're not going to be in battle. And now we're starting. We're going to be controlling it. So we're in like the captain's chair. And the light beams are showing us how to, you know, operate this, say, a disc. It's probably 20 to 25 foot in diameter. And so now we're starting to go out of the artificial gravity of the light ship. And we're just going out right now. And now we're in space. You may have felt your body change slightly. And we're going to go up to another planet of light. And we're going to, there's no name for it that I have. But this one has a lot of the nice beaches with the white sand. And so here we go. And there's also beings living there. And we're going there right now. And coming into the atmosphere, and now we're seeing on the displays where we're going to be landing, and it'll be on a beach with this beautiful, like, blue water, and we're now landing, and the steps from the defense fleet ship is now coming down in front of us. And there's lights on it, which I didn't mention. There's looks like it's green going down, so the steps light up. So you can see a step in front of you as it lights up green. And it's kind of the same in reverse when you walk up from the sand. So we're now walking onto the sand. And you can feel the texture of the sand. It just feels very, very pleasant. And so if you wish to have a sand healing, there's some light beams there that will kind of like dig a hole, we'll say, or a little trench, and you can lay in the sand and they'll cover you up. Your head will be exposed and you can enjoy that. Since we're bilocated, we can also stay there and we can go out into the water. So now we're going into the healing water. It's very beautiful, beautiful blue, kind of maybe turquoise. You may see it a little different because there are different colors too. And we're going into the water, and we're walking the same speed as if we were on the sand. So there's no density around us with this water, but it feels very good. And everybody's swimming around here, seeing the fish that are there in the water. And the fish can do their healing on you, too, if you wish to request healing. And so we'll probably be here for about an hour, okay? And so we'll just say straight up on the hour, you're going to be coming back. And then you're going to be back here and, you know, not being bilocated. So I'll give you an hour in this special healing water on a planet of light. So we'll return now back to a few more rooms to go into, and you're in this room, a special room with the sand in the beautiful water on a planet of light. So back to you.
Wow, that's incredible, Ron. So cool. Okay, so we have a request for the hummingbird room.
Oh, yeah, here they come. Yeah, very beautiful. And these sort of look like canaries. parakeets, kind of, you know. They look yellowish.
Mm-hmm.
Big wings. So here comes the hummingbirds. And there's hummingbirds that we see here, too. But here they are. They're very, very colorful. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke.
Okay, and the last request I have is for the sunflower room.
Okay, here comes the sunflower. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, so I'm not going to bring you back because you're going to be on the light ship for a little bit over an hour in that special healing planet location, and you will feel your body come back in an hour. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
This is a really awesome show. I'm really glad I was able to co-host tonight, and thanks, everybody, for sending in your healing room requests and all of your wonderful questions. And please do check out creationlightship.com for all of the upcoming clearings, special weekly clearings, calls that Ron does, and also anything else you might want to know about for all the healings that we discussed on the show tonight. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, and thanks again for such a wonderful experience, and I'm really glad I got to be a part of it live tonight.
Yeah, so the call tomorrow, which is Sunday, we're going to be doing more of the two special rooms, one with the astronaut suit.
Cool.
With the little medallion.
That's
and
right.
We're also, going to also be doing the large, like, donut-shaped medallion, which you put in your right palm. And then you direct your left palm, a hand palm, around your body someplace where you have an owie or something. And then you can also reverse hands if you wish to get another location. So we'll be doing that I imagine 90% of the call. If you haven't been on it, the way it works, we go into the rooms and then you find a location on your body that you want to have healing. And normally, there's silence for maybe 15, 20 minutes, something like that, and you're working with yourself, feeling the energies coming into you, and then from there, I get back and we maybe get a different location or something, but that's kind of the way the call works. So if you happen to tune in and you don't hear anything, it's because we're doing that process. And so I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, I forgot to mention that tomorrow Ron will be doing the special 6 or 7 hour healing intensive call. So, yeah, and you've been working a lot with those two different forms of healing lately with the had a really positive reaction to the astronaut suit, and a lot of listeners wrote in about that, and as well as the healing discs, which I believe you also did some samples of on the live shows this week and also last week on BBS. So I guess we will have to wrap it up here tonight, but please join us again on Monday, Station 1, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and also tomorrow for the special call, which I hope everybody listening has signed up for. And please check out creationlightship.com for the special call coming up on the 28th. And we discussed a lot about the century clearing, which will be taking place on Monday the 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, so I guess we're about straight up on the hour here. So we'll just do the mind to heart drop here. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and make me real. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times so your spirit can do this for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321. 10987654321. So now you're all at peace, everybody. And enjoy that special healing room that we're in, or planet. And hope to see you on the call tomorrow. And a week from today is our special healing with the eyes and the ears for $20. So I'll say thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, helping out. So bye, everyone. See you later.